给你，我们赞美你。你拣选 Robert 跟他的妻子 Marsha 做你的器皿，做你的出口，来传福音，来建立教会。我们就求你的恩膏来膏他们两位，当他们分享要成为一个新的心意被更新的时候，你就祝福他们，与他们同在，恩待 Johnny 的翻译。祷告奉主名求，阿门。
Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor.
谢谢牧师。
This morning, Marsha and I are going to talk about, but we have the mind of Christ.
今天早上我们要跟大家分享，就是有基督的思想。
God is doing changes here.
神在我们中间做很多的改变。
And God is doing changes here.
神也要改变我们的思想。
So we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning, about the vision we have of the changes that we see coming.
我今天早上就跟大家分享我们在主里面领受对于将来要看到的改变在我们的当中跟你们分享。
Last week, Marsha and I spoke to the English congregation about faith, and Marsha wants to talk a little bit about that.
上礼拜，我跟我太太 Marsha 就谈了一些关于信心的题目，所以我们现在让我的太太来分享。
Good morning.
各位早安。
In my prayer time,
在我祷告的时候
the last couple of months,
在过去两个月
I believe the Lord has been speaking to me about faith.
我相信神对我在讲传讲信心的课题。
And I begin to study the term faith.
我就开始来学习这个词这句话信心。
I found that it's only used twice in the Old Testament to speak prophetically about what's coming in the New Testament.
所以我发现原来在旧约里面才用了两次信心这个词，原来是在预言将来我们所要有信心的对象。
Whereas terms like trust and love, kindness are used frequently in the Old Testament, faith is not.
相对呢是爱信靠还有叫什么？依靠这个字在旧约里面出现的次数比信心还要多。
And it builds in this way. In Luke 3, Jesus is baptized and he receives the Holy Spirit from heaven.
所以他这个是有这样的次序的。你看，在路加福音第三章就看到耶稣受洗之后，他就领受圣灵降临在他头上。
At the beginning of Luke 4, it says, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert.
所以你看到路加福音第四章的时候，你看到耶稣被圣灵引导去到旷野去。
Where he went without food for 40 days.
然后他在那边就禁食了40天。
And the devil came upon him.
然后那恶者就来引诱他。
To tempt him.
对，就来引诱他。
And he said, the first temptation, turn this stone into bread.
然后他第一个引诱是说，你可以把石头变成面包。
And Jesus replies, man does not live by bread alone.
然后耶稣的回答是说，人活着不单靠食物。
The second temptation,The devil says, I will give you all the kingdoms of the earth.
那第二个引诱就是那恶者就说我可以给你世上一切的荣华富贵。
Fame, money, power, success.
就是一切的权能权力还有钱财还有荣誉。
Etc. And Jesus says,
那耶稣就说
He refuses those kingdoms.
那耶稣就拒绝这样这些的国度这样的引诱。
In the third temptation,
那最后一个引诱是
，He takes him to a high cliff.
那恶者就带他到一个高处。
Actually, takes him to the top of the temple. Sorry.
在一个就在圣殿的 上面。
And he says, throw yourself off if you are truly the Son of God.
他就说你可以从这边跳下去假如你真的是神的儿子。
The angels will catch you and you will not be hurt.
那天使会来保护你你不会跌倒。
And Jesus refuses the third temptation.
然后耶稣也拒绝了第三个引诱。
He refuses to use the kingdoms of earth or his divine power to make life better for himself.
他拒绝使用地上的这些荣华富贵的全能，或是天上他所拥有的那个权柄，来使他自己的生命过得好一点，或是证明他自己。
By refusing to use his power for himself, the next line says, and he returned in the power of the Spirit.
然后在他当他拒绝了以后，他就下一句就说他回到圣灵里面的大能。
This is how the ministry of Jesus begins with receiving that power.
这就是耶稣基督的服事，他的事工的开始，是从圣灵那边得着能力的。
By proving that he will use that power for others and not himself，
就是来证明说他不是把这能力用在他自己的好处上面，而是来服事众人的。
He shows that he is mature spiritually.To receive that power,
他来显明说他其实是一个成熟，他可以承接这样一个属灵的大能。
And it is the next thing he does is he begins to teach in various towns in the area.
然后开始你就看到耶稣走遍全地不同的地方来教导。
And then he goes to Nazareth.
然后他就来到拿撒勒。
And this is the town where he grew up.
这就是他长大的地方。
And the people there have known him since he was a little boy.
所以那个地方的人从小就认识耶稣。
And they say, isn't this the son of the carpenter?
他们就说，诶，这不就是我们那个，我们那个木匠的儿子吗？我们都晓得他。
And they've been hearing things about him, his teaching, and they say, "Do something miraculous for us."
他们有听到耶稣的教导，可是他们说，你来显一些神迹给我们看吧。
And Jesus says, "No."
可是耶稣说，不要，我不会。
He says.A prophet is not appreciated in his hometown.
然后他就说，他人子，他说一个先知在他自己的地方是不受欢迎的。
So he turns, they become angry. They become an excited, angry mob.
然后那个他的家乡的人就向他发怒生气，就成为有一个有点。轰动起来。
And they decide to grab him and throw him off the cliff.
他们几乎要把他抓起来，还要把他推倒山崖。
So he's being carried by a mob of angry people who've known him his whole life.
他结果就被这一堆这一群从小就认识他的人，带着他抱起来。
And they get to the cliff.And then it says, he walked past them and went on his way.
然后被他推到山崖旁边，可是后面就说耶稣就从他们中间穿过，就离开他们了。
How did he do that?
他说我他怎么样能做到这样子
？How did he disappear?
他怎么
in front of a mob of people?
他怎么可以在他怎么？他怎么做到的呢？就是在一群这些轰动的人群当中突然就不见了。
who'd known him all of his life.
然后这他一生, 人家都认识他的, 从这群人一直都认识他的。
This is the first time we see divine power in the life of Jesus.
这也是第一次你看到耶稣那超自然的能力在他生命里面显现。
And I think of it like, Jesus begins to talk about faith following this.
然后耶稣就在这后面这些事情发生之后就开始谈到信心。
So I looked up this word in the Greek, the word they use for faith in the New Testament. I looked up that Greek word.
我就在新约里面找到这个信心这个字的字根是希腊文。
And it means to have, to receive a complete vision of divine power.
这意思就是说你得到一个完全的看见, 从那个神圣的能力而来的, 就是大神的能力来的。
And I begin to realize that faith is transformational.
我就发现说信心能够是转化的，有转化的能力。
It is the quality which changes us from the inside.
是这个能力改变我们里面的人。
Because it represents God's divine power.
因为它代表神那个神圣的大能。
A slight analogy of this would be if someone in the 15th century got a book that described how electricity works, how to make it, and how to make a light bulb.
就做一个简单的比喻，就譬如说，在十五世纪的人，他得到一本书，告诉他说，电力是怎么发明的，怎么样来运用的，然后怎么样可以有灯，创造发明灯。
This is, they would have been able to. The materials were there. They knew how to make glass. They had copper.
就是，他们那时候有。 玻璃也有铜，铜，铜。
This is four centuries before Edison. My analogy.
我这个比喻是在爱迪生发明电灯灯泡之前的四个世纪。
This would have changed the world.
这个事情可以改变世界。
That's a small picture. Of what receiving a complete vision of divine power must be like.
这个就好像一个比，让你看到一个人，假如他得到一个完全的图画，是从神圣的能力而来的。
Suddenly, you would understand where it comes from and how to employ it.
然后你突然之间就会明白说从哪里来，这个意象从哪里来，然后你怎么样来使用、运用、来行走。
Of course, divine power is a much greater thing.
那当然，我刚刚讲的比喻只是很简单的，可是在神国度里面是比这个更伟大。
It involves being able to step into outside of the laws on earth.
那这意思代表说，你可以进入超过这地上面所有的律。
In Galatians, when it says that Jesus was not subject to the law,
当加拉太书里面讲到说，耶稣不是在律法之下的。
I think it was more than the laws of Moses.
我相信他不是只是讲到摩西的律而那个律法而已。
I think it was the laws of physics.
我相信也是讲到这地球上的这个physics就是什么物理系的律
as well. He after this he begins to walk on water.
在这事后面发生的事就是他在走在行走在水上。
He raises people from the dead.
他使人复活。
He heals many, many people.
他医治许多的人。
He delivers people from demonic influence.
他也释放很多有些被鬼附的人。
He multiplies bread and fishes.
他也是五饼，有五饼二鱼，喂饱很多的5000人的神迹。
And there's the transformation when Moses and Elijah come down from heaven.
还有那个，就是他在山上变脸，变相的这个神迹，他跟摩西跟以利亚会面，整个人就变得像神圣的光在他身上。
Clearly, this is beyond what's ordinary, what we can do on earth.
这就很明显，你看到这不是平庸的事情，不是平常的事情，是超自然的事情。
He's stepping beyond the laws that we are living under.
他走在这自然界的律以外。
And as he does these miracles with divine power,
当他来行这些神迹，用这个神的能力，
he relates it to faith.
他就用这个跟信心是挂钩起来的。
When Peter tries to walk on water to follow Jesus,
当彼得试着要走在水上，要跟随耶稣，
and can't,
可是他不行，他就掉进水里。
Jesus says, "Ye of little faith."
耶稣就对他说，你这小信的人啊。
When people are healed, he says, "You are healed by your faith."
当耶稣对那些被医治的人说，你们是得医治是因为你们的信。
When he tells the disciples to forgive one another,
当他告诉他的门徒要彼此饶恕,
they reply, "Give us more faith."
他的回应是说，给我们更多的信心吧。
It is faith that is the transformational power of God in our lives.
就是信心，就是这个使我们转化的大能，是从神而来的。
Jesus compares it to a seed.
耶稣也比喻这个大能像一颗种子。
If you have the faith of this seed, you can move mountains.
他说，假如你有信心像这颗芥菜种子，你就可以移山。
And this is not an exaggeration.
可是这个根本一点都没有夸张。
When you plant a seed under the ground,
当你种一颗种子在土里。
And you watch it, and the plant comes up.
当然看它，你浇灌它，有一天它长起来。
Through the surface, that is divine.
你知道它长出来的时候，这个本身就是一个神迹。
It is an example of divine transformation.
这个是一个例子，看到这个神圣的能力做改变。
The birth of a baby in our lives is divine. Transformation.
就像你一个女人怀孕生小孩，也是本身也是一个神迹。
And so as we look at faith and how Jesus teaches,
当我们看到信心，然后耶稣是怎么样教导关于信心，
we see that through his trial and crucifixion and death,
我们看到透过耶稣的死，他的受苦难，还有他的十字架。
The disciples are confused, fearful, lost, angry.
那他的门徒是非常的困惑，然后又迷失，又生气。
They fear for themselves.
他们又害怕，为自己感到害怕。
They don't know what to do.
他们不知道要如何回应，不知道怎么做。
But their faith leads them to stay together and continue to pray.
可是他们的信心引导他们还是能够聚集在一起，一起来祷告。
And in Acts 1, Jesus speaks with them and ascends to heaven.
在《使徒行传》第一章里面，耶稣对他们说，讲完最后一句话，耶稣就升天去了，到天上去。
in Acts 2 is Pentecost.
然后在使徒行传第二章就看到那就是五旬节。
The Holy Spirit fills them. Flames are over their heads.
然后就看到圣灵降临在他们头上像火焰一样。
They go outside and speak languages they don't know.
他们就到处去讲方言, 就是讲一些语言是他们原来不认识的,不会讲的。
To people who understand, who know, who are native speakers of that language.
就是向那些外来的人讲他们的语言。
They are transformed.
所以你看到这一群门徒, 他们就被改变了,被转化了。They
receive a vision of divine power.
他是从神那边得到这个神圣的能力。Peter
in Acts 3 stands up in front of the Sanhedrin.
那彼得在使徒行传第三章竟然有能力对抗当时的百夫长。And
says, "You crucified Christ."
他就说你们就是把基督钉死了。
He accuses them in front of a huge crowd of people, and he's not afraid for himself.
他竟然可以在众人面前这样子来纠正敌对他们，而且也不再为自己感到惧怕。
He is changed.
他被改变了。After
that, they all begin this transformation. They don't care about money or power.
后来这群门徒也同样的被转化，他们被改变，他们不再惧怕，他们不再担忧关于钱财或是自己的性命。They
don't work at success.
他们不为了成功而活。In
world terms, they choose things that are difficult.
他现在是选那些艰难的事情。They
risk their life for their faith.
他愿意为了自己的信仰而放下自己的生命。The
more they sacrifice of their self for faith,
他们越多地放下自己的性命为了他的信仰,
the greater they walk in divine power.
他们就越更多地走在这圣灵的能力,这个超自然的能力里面。I
felt that right now, we are in the season of Lent.
我知道我们最近就进到这个, 在复活前前40天的那个季节叫什么? 就是一个禁食祷告的季节, yeah.
Traditionally, a time of self-sacrifice.
是这个是一个时候我们, 把自己献上。
We have the opportunity to share with Christ those difficulties.
我们有机会可以跟主耶稣一同背, 一同受苦。
And the greater our ability to deny ourselves,
可是当我们更多愿意舍己,
the greater our opportunity to receive from the Holy Spirit.
我们就有更多的机会从圣里面得到他的能力。
And I believe that there is something coming to this church.
我相信神有计划在我们的中间，有神要来到我们的当中。
An outpouring of the Holy Spirit is coming here.
神要浇灌他的灵。
And as we learn to help others instead of ourselves,
当我们愿意舍己为了别人来帮助他们,
to forgive,
愿意赦免别人饶恕,
to give up our judgment,
是放下我们个人的对别人的审判论断,
and to worship the Lord,
然后当我们更多来敬拜神,
that presence of the Holy Spirit is going to continue to grow within our church.
那圣灵的同在会在我们的当中越来越多的增长。
And we have gratitude.
而且我们有个感恩的心。
For the plans that the Lord has made for our church.
而且相信神给我们教会有他的计划。
And for us.
给我们的每一个人的计划。
Grace is a combination of favor and gratitude.
就说恩典其实是faith and gratitude, right?
Favor.
Favor, 是神的恩宠还有跟感恩合在一起的意思。
The more gratitude you give the Lord,
当你越多的感谢主,
the more favor he will pour out into your life.
神会给你更多的恩宠在你生命里面。
So we are going to pray.
所以我们会要来祷告。
Oh, Robert has something to add. Sorry.
然后我们Robert 要分享。
The hardest thing to do, I guess, for Christ to do would be to turn a rock into bread, right?
为耶稣最难要做的事情，是不是就是把石头变成面包？这个神迹。
The hardest thing that God did in my life was to turn my brain around.
我觉得神在我生命里面最难做，就是把我的思想改变。
It was a true miracle.
这真是一个神迹。
I had to give up. When I first received Jesus and I felt the Spirit upon me,
当我重生得救，第一次经历圣灵的大能在我生命里面，
it changed my life.
那改变我的生命。
I wanted to do good things.
我突然会想要做好的事情。
And then I found that I could not do all the good things that I wanted to do.
然后我就发现我根本没有能力做到。
And I felt so bad.
然后我就觉得很自责。
On the other hand, people were saying, "Robert, we want you to lead."
可是另外有些人就会说。Robert, 我希望你来带领我们。
No, I can't lead. I'm too bad. I can't lead.
然后我就说对不起，我太差了，我不能带领你们。
I just remember we had an invitation to go to Boston, to Harvard, and speak to students there. Marsh and I had an invitation to go there and speak to students.
我还记得有一次，有人邀请我们到 Harvard 吗
？Harvard University.
对，在 Harvard 大学里面邀请我们去对那些学生谈。
There had been a young couple in our church that went there and they started a church. They were students, grad students.
我认识一对夫妇，他们去到哈佛那边开始一个教会。
I refused to go.
我就拒绝，我没有去。
Because I wasn't good enough.
因为我觉得我不够好。
How could I go speak to Harvard students? I wasn't smart enough.
我怎么可以对这些大学生来教，对他们讲到呢，因为我不够好。
I didn't know the Bible that good.
因为我不太，那时候我不是很会圣经。
All I had was a testimony of what Jesus Christ had done in my life.
我只有就是神的，就是只有见证，就是耶稣在我生命里面所做的见证。
And Marsh and I knew how to pray for people.
而且我只知道怎么为别人祷告。
Is that going to be enough for God to use us?
那样足够了吗？神可以使用我们吗
？Absolutely.
绝对可以的。
But I didn't believe it.
可是我那头脑上不能相信。
Because my mind was so locked, I could not do this.
因为我的脑子一直觉得说我不可以，我做不到。
I had been trying to follow God for 2 years and keep His Ten Commandments.
我跟随神了两年时间，试着要遵守十诫。
And you know what happened?
你知道什么样了吗？结果
I got burned out.
结果我的心里面就燃尽了。
I was burned out. I couldn't do these things.
我就很灰心，因为我知道我没有办法做到。
I was like a burned out Sunday school teacher.
我就好像那些每个礼拜天要教小孩的老师们，就很累了。
So I heard about, I read in a book about having Christ consciousness.
后来我读了一本书，就讲到关于有基督的思想。
That I would be able to think like Christ.
就是思想像耶稣一样。
So I prayed to the Lord, Lord, help me change my mind, give me Christ consciousness.
所以我就向神祷告说，主啊，你给我像耶稣一样的思想。
Shortly after that, I had a dream.
很快，在那之后，我就有一个梦。
In the dream, I was in a space about this large.
我梦到在一个空间就像这里这么大。
And there were like it was dark, and there were trees all around.
这里很黑, 然后到处都是树。
And like this flat area here, it was like grass, but it was sort of wet and damp, and sort of it had things on it had to be cleaned up, had to be raked.
然后在中间呢，这个部分就黑，就是有很多杂草啊，要湿湿的，反正就是要清理。
Had to be raked up, and there was I was there, and I was. Stripped to the waist, just had my pants on.
我那时候只有上身是光的，然后只有裤子，短裤子。
And there was another guy about the same size that looked just like me.
然后对面就有一个人看起来像我一样。
And there was one rake.
One rake?
You know, a rake?
Uh-huh. What is that? 他有一个扫把。
You use it on the lawn.
哦，就是要来清那个草地的，用来。
Right, and this other myself, we both had hold of it. We were wrestling for it, back and forth.
然后我们两个就在那间挣扎，就在相扑。
I would pull it this way and pull it out of his hands, and then he would pull me back.
我要这边拔，我要往我自己这边拔，然后那对方他就拔回去，就。
And we just struggled, just wrestling over this rake.
我们两个就在摔跤，对。
And the purpose was we both wanted to clean up the lawn.
可是其实两个我们彼此都希望清洁这个草地。
We both wanted to do the same thing. We were fighting for the rake to see who was going to clean up the lawn.
我们两个都在争到底谁可以来清理，做清理的工作。
And as soon as I realized that we both wanted to do the same thing,
当我发现我们两个都希望达到同样的目标,
we no longer had to struggle for the rake.
我们不需要再争了吧，争那个扫把。
And as soon as I got that idea in my mind, as soon as I saw that we both wanted to do the same thing,
当我突然明白我们彼此都想要有同样的目标,
it was like my flesh and the Spirit of God within me were both trying to do the same thing.
就好像我的肉体跟神的灵在我里面都一起想要这样，就是做同样的事。
In my spirit, I wanted to clean up my house. I wanted to be a good man of God.
在我的灵里面，我希望成为神的见证，就是洁净我的房子。
Also, in my flesh, I wanted to do it. My flesh wanted to clean it up.
可是我的肉体也希望能够做这个工作，来自己帮自己清理。
Except my flesh is not perfect. My flesh has weaknesses.
只是我的肉体不是完美的，不完全，有软弱。
The spirit is strong, but the spirit can only operate in the weakness of my flesh.
虽然圣灵，我的灵是强的，可是它只能等到我的肉体是软弱的时候才可以动工。
And when I realized that, I looked, and on the behind us there was like a earthen dam that was keeping the water in on this grass to make it all wet.
当我后来转回头，我就看到有一个地方是有一。 就是水啦，就使那个地都湿湿的。And
as I looked at the earthen dam, it broke away and the water started flowing out.
然后后来呢，当我看到那盘水，我就发现它就开始涨起来，就像河一样。And
there was this big field here, and they had surveyor stakes in there. The land had been surveyed and prepared for building.
后来我就。 从那边开始看到就有一个不同的标志，就是用来预备建房子的。
And the sun was just coming. There were mountains of hills behind it, and the sun was just coming up over the hill.
然后在这块地的后面，有看到山，有看到太阳快要升起。
And I looked off to the right, and there was this huge machine for. Leveling the land. It was going to come in and level the land. And on the machine was an old man who looked like me now.
然后在右边我就看到个很大的机器，它是准备要把地移平。然后在那机器上面坐着一个老人，那个人看起来像我现在这样子。I
had this dream like 33 years ago.
我看到这个梦是33年前。And
the guy had a white beard.
那个老人看起来就还有，就像他这样子，白色胡子，然后戴眼镜。
And all of a sudden, the sun came over the top of the hill, and the beam of light came right at me.
当我看到那太阳升都上来的时候，那个圣的太阳的光就照到我的身上。
It was like a laser.
就好像雷射一样，就进到我里面。
And I woke up.
然后我就起来。
And my body was just filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后我就被圣灵的大能充满。
All through my body.
我全人全身都被圣灵充满。
And from that moment on, I knew something happened in my mind.
我从那刻开始，我就发现有些事情在我脑子里面变了。
They talk about it in 1 Corinthians.
我们在哥林多前书有讲到。
And I'm going to read this part here.
Okay.
In verse 6. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived.
是眼睛未曾见过，耳朵未曾听见，人心未曾想到的。
The things that are prepared for those who love him.
那是神为爱他的人所预备的。
These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit.
这些事情是神的灵，神却借着圣灵把这些事向我们显明。
The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
因为圣灵测透万事，连神深奥的事也测透了。
For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them?
除了在人里面的灵，谁能知道人的事呢？
In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God.
同样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of who is from God.
我们所领受的不是这世界的灵，而是从神来的灵。
So that we may understand what God has freely given us.
使我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
I'm going to stop there. What happened to me is I realized that I was totally forgiven.
我要跟你们分享，就是说，在这件事情发生之后，我就明白，我突然就有一个启示，是说我是完全的被饶恕了。
That I did not have to perform for God.
我不需要很努力的表演。
I was forgiven.
我已经被饶恕了。
That in Hebrews it talks about my sinful deeds. He remembers no more. He doesn't remember our sins.
在希伯来书那边想说，神已经不再纪念你的罪，他不记得了。
For all of us who choose to live by the Spirit of God,
所有愿意跟随就靠着神的灵而活的人
，and the promises in His Word,
而且神的应许里面，神的话语的应许
，there's no condemnation,
就不再被定罪
，there's no judgment,
不再被定罪，不再被审判。
Therefore, I'm free to receive nothing but His love and forgiveness.
所以你是完全自由的，可以领受神的爱，还有神的饶恕。
As a result, I'm free to love others and forgive others.
这也是同样的结果，我就可以自由的去要爱别人和饶恕别人。
And that's the call for all of us.
这就是神对我们每一个人的呼召。
He's tattooed it on our minds.
神在我们的脑子里面就
and on our hearts.
就在还有我们的心里面就有着记号。
If Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior,
假如耶稣基督是你的救主和主
He sacrificed once for all.
他就为你牺牲一次就够了。
He doesn't have to do it again.
他不需要再做重做。
In fact, our only sin, you know what the sin of a Christian is?
你知道吗？在神在基督徒里面，真正唯一的罪是什么吗
？The sin of mankind is
所有人类的罪是什么吗
？When we do not believe
就是当我们不信
，We do not believe what Jesus Christ has done for us
我们不相信耶稣为我们所做的事。
Oh no, you're not strong enough, Jesus
或者主耶稣，你不够厉害。
My sin, I am stronger than you
我的罪比你还大。
That's a lie
那是一个谎言。
All of our sins have been forgiven.
我们所有的罪都被饶恕了。
His mercy triumphs over judgment.
他的恩典向审判夸胜。
It's only by the blood of Jesus.
这唯有靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
So we have to stop beating ourselves up.
所以我们要停止这样自责。
We don't care.
然后不是活得好像说我不在乎。
We just have to believe, amen.
我们只需要相信。
Jesus has done it all.
神已经成就了。
We don't have to perform.
我们不需要在那边表演。
We're free to be who we are.
我们可以做我们自己。
We're free to share our struggles with one another.
我们可以敞开自己跟别人说我们的挣扎。
Because if I share my struggle with you, you know what you're going to do?
你知道当我向你敞开然后分享我的挣扎。
You're going to pray for me.
你们就会为我祷告。
If you have Jesus Christ in you,
你有基督在你里面。
If I share, if somebody, if you share yourself with somebody and they come back with judgment,
假如你跟别人分享你的软弱，然后他们却审判你。
If I go to you and tell you what my needs are,
假如我告诉你我的需要
，and what I need,
我告诉你我真的需要。
If I get judgment from you,
然后你却审判我，论断我。
I know you don't know who Jesus is.
我那就说你不认识耶稣。
Because Jesus is compassion and He's love, and He's looking for weakness in a man. He's looking for weakness within us. As we tell Him what I'm struggling with, Lord, I can't be good. I need to change my mind. And He did.
Because God is compassionate and love.我们哪里的软有软弱，然后他也愿意来满足我们，他愿意让我们看到自己软弱，向他敞开祷告，主啊，你来帮助我，他就要回应了。
And there'll be people will come to you and tell you that you're not forgiven.
假如有人告诉你说你还没有被饶恕
，They say, "How can you be forgiven? I've seen what you've done."
他们假如说，我看到你做过的事情，你怎么可能被饶恕呢？我知道你都做过那么多坏事。
Because there are some religions that believe dancing is a sin.
因为有些基督教的人认为跳舞是一个罪。
So if I'm out there going,
那假如我在那边跳舞
，They say Robert's a sinner.
他就会说 ，Robert， 你是一个罪人啊，不应该跳舞啊。假如我在扭腰
，Robert's a sinner.
他说 ，Robert， 你是一个罪人啊。
I'd say, well, maybe dancing is a sin.
可能跳舞是一个罪。
However,
可是
Jesus Christ died for dancers.
可是耶稣已经为那些跳舞的人死了。
I live in His grace.
我是活在神的恩典里面。
I trust in His mercy.
我相信他的怜悯。
If I stop dancing, it's because He wants me to stop dancing.
假如我不再跳舞，是因为神不愿意我再跳舞了。
And maybe He wants me to tell other dancers about who He is.
或者然后要我告诉其他的跳舞的人关于耶稣。
So, who has known the mind of the Lord as to instruct him? Who has known the mind of the Lord as to instruct Jesus? Who instructs Jesus? Nobody.
所以有谁晓得神的思想呢？有谁曾经教导过神呢？没有人嘛。
How many people in this room have Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior?
我们这里有谁都是重生得救基督徒？请举手。
Raise your hand.
举手。
We have the mind of Christ, amen.
你有基督的思想 ，amen.
Stand up.
请你们起来，站。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父亲
，We thank you, Lord, for who you are.
我们感谢你。
Father, we need more of your mind.
主啊，我们需要更多你的思想。
We need more freedom.
我们需要更多的自由。
We need more grace.
我们需要更多的恩典。
Your word promises us, Lord.
主啊，是你的话里面的应许。
That there is therefore no condemnation.
这就是在你的里面不再被定罪。
For those in Christ Jesus.
在基督里面不再被定罪。
Who live according to the Spirit.
就是那些随着圣灵而活的人
and not the law of sin and death.
而不是跟着律法就是罪和死亡
so refresh us, Lord,
主啊求你来更新我们
that we live in your spirit.
当我们活在你的灵里面
we trust in your spirit.
我们相信你的圣灵
oh, 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 hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen!
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 Let's go eat! Hallelujah!
我们一起来去领我们的午餐吧
Thank you!
谢谢
谢谢